A recent round of coronavirus testing in Boston's homeless population is raising concern about the asymptomatic spread of the virus, and it's leading both advocates and public health officials to call for more comprehensive testing in the homeless community. In a batch of testing, more than one-third of people from one homeless shelter came up positive. But doctors who work with the homeless community say what they found has even wider implications. More on this story from WBUR's Lynn Joliker.
The testing happened a week and a half ago at Pine Street Inn. Up until that point, Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program, which does medical care at the city's shelters, only had enough kits to test people who were showing symptoms of the coronavirus. They discovered a small cluster of positives among people staying at Pine Street, so they pushed to test everyone entering that shelter. The State Department of Public Health gave them the kits. They tested 397 people. 146 people, 36%, came up positive, according to Healthcare for the Homeless President Dr. Jim O'Connell. But another finding jumped out at clinicians.
Every one of these folks were asymptomatic. None of them had a fever, and none of them reported symptoms. So the usual screening tool we had been using in order to see who should be tested turned out to be essentially useless for us. So this was stunning to us. We were not expecting that.
When the results came back, Healthcare for the Homeless helped Pine Street Inn immediately move people who had tested positive out of the shelter. Some of it happened in the dark of night. Shelter workers and doctors ferried people to a temporary isolation facility at an old Brighton hospital and a COVID-19 isolation wing at the Healthcare for the Homeless Respite in the South End. And once that initial frenzy quieted down, Dr. O'Connell and his colleagues zeroed in on what the test results indicated to them, that everyone in every homeless shelter should be tested.
My big concern is that we don't know right now the extent of the virus in any of these large shelters anywhere in the country. We realize that there's apt to be a whole lot of asymptomatic spread in these shelters. We should be protecting those people.
You have to go through the painful process of doing this broad-scale testing so that it doesn't get worse.
Pine Street Inn President and Executive Director Lyndia Downey says shelters need to be able to move everyone who tests positive into isolation, spread out and monitor the population that tests negative, and start moving people back into shelter once their two-week isolation is over.
If there was enough tests, you know, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We're trying hard to do what we can to raise the issue and to try and get some movement on it, but it's a challenge. There's no question about it.
O'Connell brought his concerns to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says the federal agency is now actively looking into what was discovered in Boston, and he and other advocates have urged action from the State Department of Public Health. Boston's Health and Human Services Chief Marty Martinez points out DPH has to balance resources across Massachusetts, but he says the state is listening regarding the need for more coronavirus testing in the homeless community. Starting tomorrow, Martinez says, 200 people will be tested at the Southampton Street Men's Shelter run by Boston Public Health Commission.
We partnered with the state to be able to lift up the fact that we also wanted to do universal testing in some manner within our shelters. Similarly, the way we found out what we needed to find out on Pine Street, we want to find that out also for our city shelters. The state's just as committed as we are at understanding what's happening with our vulnerable populations.
We asked DPH about coronavirus testing in the homeless community. So far, the agency hasn't commented. Since the focused testing at Pine Street Inn, another few hundred people who are homeless in Boston have been tested, for a total of 946. Overall, 26% have been positive. One person has died, and a handful have been hospitalized with serious complications. About 50 results are pending. As of next week, more than half of the city's adult shelter population will have been tested. Dr. Jim O'Connell from Boston Healthcare for the Homeless says he hates to see any more time lost in the effort to test everyone.
We feel it's incredibly urgent, emergent to do that, because each day that we don't know of someone who's asymptomatic, they are spreading that virus to two or three other people. And it becomes an exponential growth. And the sooner we stop that, the more likely we are to be able to get control.
The city and state have worked together to set up more than 900 isolation beds for people who are homeless. So far, the majority of those are not in use. Without universal testing, many people who need to be isolated in those beds may not be. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.